Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Since my retirement from the Air Force, I have worked as a volunteer for veterans. As a jobs counselor assisting in job placement or as a benefits advocate, my military background and experience has provided a foundation to assist former military members. Over the years, one fact resonates loudly. The fact that bothers me most is that a majority of the government-based bureaucracies working veterans issues are failing badly. From the Veterans Administration and VA medical facilities to state and local offices set up years ago, there is a service vacuum that exists in government-sponsored programs tasked to help military veterans, particularly those service members who are members of the Reserve Component Forces. As the California Ombudsman Director for Employer Support for Guard and Reserve, I work nearly every day as a volunteer to mediate workplace problems between service members and employers. The Ombudsman Program works, but the long-established processes don't. For example, it's not unusual for a disability claim to take over 200 days to be evaluated by the VA. This vet services vacuum is filled by a number of not-for-profit organizations that have stepped up to meet the needs, most prominent organizations like Wounded Warrior Project, Fisher House, and the Gary Sinise Foundation. Some large DOD-sponsored volunteer groups, like the Employers for Guard Support for Guard and Reserve, are meeting the day-to-day needs of service members outside of the in-place military service delivery model as well. I mention the Employer Support Guard and Reserve volunteers because this volunteer contingent works directly with Reserve Component military forces. In years gone by, this was not a major emphasis area for consideration because these military service force elements were not a major part of the American military. Now they are. The combined manpower of the U.S. military is about 2.25 million people. That number is made up of all military branches, including the Coast Guard. Our current population is over 312 million people, and less than 5% of that population has either served or had military members in their families. That has not always been the case. In 1865, 20% of the American population was under arms, and over 80% of all families had close relatives who were serving in the military. In 1946, our population was 132 million people. Over 16 million people were wearing the uniform at that time, and nearly 50% of American families had family members under arms. The all-volunteer force changed all of that in 1973. When the draft ended, the American military began to shrink. More significantly, active duty military forces decreased significantly. Today's military is 40% reserve component forces. These reserve and National Guard forces have shouldered the brunt of multiple deployments and war since 1990 and Desert Storm. This background reinforces the need to change the processes for American veterans in 2012. The military funding and budget can't just be a piggy bank to be tapped by every bloated social welfare program. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.